This is Daily Orthodox Scriptures with Father Alexis Corey from St. Philip Orthodox Church in Davie, Florida. Join us daily on the journey.
Welcome to the Daily Orthodox Scriptures 2022. I'm Father Alexis, and we are reading through the Scriptures each day of the year using the Orthodox Study Bible. Today is day 357 of our readings, and it's December 23. Our readings today are from Ezekiel chapters 47 through 48, Psalm 143, Proverbs chapter 30, verses 22 through 25, and Revelation chapter 14. Today we will finish the book of Ezekiel. And tomorrow we will launch into the last book of the Old Testament, the book of Daniel. Just a reminder, we are reading from the Orthodox Study Bible, in which the Old Testament is from the Septuagint. The Septuagint is the ancient Greek translation of the Bible that was used in the time of Jesus and the apostles, so it is the Bible they would have used. The order of the books in the Septuagint is different from the Masoretic texts. So if you use a Revised Standard Version or a King James or a New King James or another English translation, the books will probably be in a different order, and Daniel won't be the last book. But in our case, it is, and we will begin that tomorrow. Let's begin with the end of Ezekiel today. Ezekiel chapters 47 and 48. Then he brought me back to the outer door of the house, and there was water flowing from under the open air of the chamber toward the east, and the water was flowing from under the right side court, from the south to the altar. Then he brought me out by way of the north gate, and led me around on the outside to the outer gate that faces east. And there was water coming down, running out on the right side, in the direction in which a man went forth opposite. There was a measure in his hands, and he measured 1,000 cubits with the measure, and he passed through the water. It was the water of remission. Again he measured 1,000, and he passed through the water, and the water was up to the knees. Again he measured 1,000, and the water came up to the waist. Again he measured 1,000, and it could not be crossed, for it broke into a rushing torrent, which man cannot pass through. He said to me, "Son of man, have you seen this?" Then he led me to the bank of the river. As I returned, behold, along the bank of the river, there were very many trees on this side and the other. Then he said to me, "This is the water that flows into Galilee, which is to the east. Then it goes down upon Arabia, and reaches as far as the sea to the outlet of the water, and it will heal the waters. So it shall be that every living thing that moves, wherever the river goes, will live. There will be a very great multitude of fish, because these waters go there, for they will be healed, and everything will live wherever the river goes. Fishermen will stand by it from Ein Gedi to Ein Eglaim, and they will be places for spreading their nets. Their fish will be of the same kinds as the fish of the great sea, exceedingly many. But in its outlets and turns and overflows, they will not be healed, for they will be given over to salt. Along the bank of the river, on this side and that, will grow all kinds of trees used for food. Their leaves will not wither, and their fruit will not fail. They will bear fruit every month, because their water flows from the sanctuary. Their fruit will be for food, and their leaves for healing. Thus says the Lord God, these are the borders by which you shall divide the land as an inheritance among the 12 tribes of Israel. It is a setting forth of allotments. You shall inherit it equally with one another. For I raised my hand in an oath to give it to your fathers, and this land shall fall to you as your inheritance. This shall be the border of the land on the north. from the great sea which goes down, and the entrance which divides Emath Sedatha, Berotha, Sabraim, Eliam, which is between the border of Damascus and the border of Hamath, and the court of Saunan. These are above the borders of Oronitis. These are the boundaries from the sea, from the court of Enam, the borders of Damascus and those to the north. On the east side you shall mark out the border from between Aran and Damascus, and between Gilead and the land of Israel, along the Jordan, which divides over along the eastern side of the sea, which is to the east of Phoenicia. This is the east side. The southern and southwestern coasts are from Timan and Phoenicia to the waters of Meribah by Kadesh to the Great Sea. This part is the south and southwest. The west side shall be the Great Sea, from the southern boundary until one comes to a point opposite Hamath. This is the west side. Thus you shall divide this land among yourselves according to the tribes of Israel. It shall be that you will divide it by lot as an inheritance for yourselves and for the resident aliens who dwell among you and who bear sons in the midst of you. They shall be to you as native born among the sons of Israel, and they shall eat with you in the inheritance among the tribes of Israel. It shall be that in whatever tribe the resident alien dwells, there you shall give him his inheritance, says the Lord God. Now these are the names of the tribes. From the northern border of the descent which divides at the entrance of Hamath, the court of Enan, the border of Damascus northward, in the direction of Hamath, of the court from its east to its west side, there shall be one section for Dan. By the border of Dan, from the east side to the west, one section for Asher. By the border of Asher, from the east side to the west, one section for Naphtali. By the border of Naphtali, from the east side to the west, one section for Manasseh. By the border of Manasseh, from the east side to the west, one section for Ephraim. By the border of Ephraim, from the east side to the west, one section for Reuben. By the border of Reuben, from the east side to the west, one section for Judah. By the border of Judah, from the east side to the west, shall be the district which you shall set apart, 25,000 cubits in width, and in length the same as one of the other portions, from the east side to the west, with the sanctuary in the center. The first fruits, the district that you shall set apart for the Lord, shall be 25,000 cubits in length and 25,000 in width. To these, to the priests, the holy district shall belong. On the north, 25,000 cubits in length, on the west, 10,000 in width, on the east, 10,000 in width, and on the south, 25,000 in length. The holy mountain shall be in the center. It shall be for the priests of the sons of Zadok who are sanctified, who keep my charge, who did not go astray when the children of Israel went astray, as the Levites went astray. The first fruit shall be given to them from the first fruits of the land, even a most holy portion from the borders of the Levites. Next to the territory of the priests, the Levites shall have an area 25,000 cubits in length and 10,000 in width. Its entire length shall be 25,000 and its width 10,000. They shall not sell or exchange any of it, neither shall they take away or remove the first produce of the land, for it is holy to the Lord. But the 5,000 cubits in width that remain along the edge of the 25,000 shall be for general use by the city, for habitation and common land. And the city shall be in the center. These shall be its measurements: the north side, 4,500 cubits, the south side, 4,500, the east side, 4,500, and the west side, 4,500. There shall be common land for the city: to the north, 250 cubits, to the south, 250, to the east, 250, and to the west, 250. The rest of the length, alongside the district of the holy section, shall be 10,000 cubits to the east and 10,000 to the west. It shall be the first fruits of the holy section, and its produce shall be food for the workers of the city. The workers of the city from all the tribes of Israel shall cultivate it. The entire first fruits district shall be 25,000 cubits by 25,000 cubits, foursquare. You shall set apart the holy district from the property of the city. The rest shall belong to the prince, on one side and on the other of the holy district, and of the city's property, next to the 25,000 cubits of the holy district, as far as the eastern border, and westward, next to the 25,000, as far as the western border, adjacent to the tribal portions. It shall be the first fruits of the holy district, and the sanctuary of the temple shall be in the midst of it. Moreover, apart from the possession of the Levites and the possession of the city which are in the midst of what belongs to the leaders, the area between the border of Judah and the border of Benjamin shall belong to the leaders. As for the rest of the tribes, from the east side to the west, Benjamin shall have one section. By the border of Benjamin, from the east side to the west, Simeon shall have one section. By the border of Simeon, from the east side to the west, Issachar shall have one section. By the border of Issachar, from the east side to the west, Zebulun shall have one section. By the border of Zebulun, from the east side to the west, Gad shall have one section. By the borders of Gad, from the eastern parts to the southwestern parts, the border shall be from Timan to the waters of Meribah by Kadesh, along the brook to the great sea. This is the land you shall divide by lot as an inheritance among the tribes of Israel, and these are their divisions, says the Lord God. These are the exits of the city. On the north side, measuring 4,500 cubits, the gates of the city shall be named after the tribes of Israel. The three gates northward, one gate for Reuben, one gate for Judah, and one gate for Levi. On the east side, 4,500 cubits, three gates, one gate for Joseph, one gate for Benjamin, and one gate for Dan. On the south side, measuring 4,500 cubits, three gates, one gate for Simeon, one gate for Issachar, and one gate for Zebulun. On the west side, 4,500 cubits with their three gates, one gate for Gad, one gate for Asher, and one gate for Naphtali. The circumference shall be 18,000 cubits, and the name of the city, from the day on which it takes place, shall be its name. Psalm 143. Blessed is the Lord my God, who trains my hands for battle, my fingers for war. He is my mercy and my refuge, my helper and my deliverer, my protector in whom I hope, who subjects my people under me. O Lord, what is man that you are made known to him, or the son of man that you consider him? Man is become like vanity, his days like a passing shadow. O Lord, bow down your heavens and descend. Touch the mountains, and they shall smoke. Flash lightning, and you shall scatter them. Shoot your arrows, and you shall trouble them. Send forth your hand from on high. Deliver me and save me from great waters, from the hand of the sons of foreigners, whose mouth speaks empty things, and their right hand is the right hand of wrongdoing. O God, I shall sing a new song to you. I shall play to you on a harp of 10 strings, to him who gives salvation to kings, who redeems David his servant from the evil sword. Deliver me and save me from the hand of the sons of foreigners, whose mouth speaks empty things, and their right hand is a right hand of wrongdoing, whose sons are like new plants matured in their youth, their daughters beautified, adorned like a temple. Their storehouses are full, bursting forth with abundance on all sides. Their sheep give many births, multiplying in their streets. Their oxen are fat. There is no gap in their fence or passage, nor outcry in their streets. They call the people blessed whose lot this is, but rather, Blessed is the people whose God is the Lord. Proverbs chapter 30, verses 22 through 25. Such is the way of an adulterous woman, who, when she commits adultery, washes herself and says she did nothing wrong. The earth is shaken by three things, and is unable to bear a fourth. If a servant reigns, or a man without discernment is satiated with food, or if a maidservant casts out her own mistress, or a hateful woman marries a good man. Revelation chapter 14. Then I looked, and behold, a Lamb standing on Mount Zion, and with him 144,000, having his Father's name written on their foreheads. And I heard a voice from heaven, like the voice of many waters, and like the voice of a loud thunder. And I heard the sound of harpists playing their harps. They sang, as it were, a new song before the throne, before the four living creatures and the elders. And no one could learn that song except the 144,000 who were redeemed from the earth. These are the ones who are not defiled with women, for they are virgins. These are the ones who follow the Lamb wherever he goes. These were redeemed from among men, being first fruits to God and to the Lamb. And in their mouth was found no deceit, for they are without fault before the throne of God. Then I saw another angel flying in the midst of heaven, having the everlasting gospel to preach to those who dwell on the earth, to every nation, tribe, tongue, and people, saying with a loud voice, "Fear God and give glory to him, for the hour of his judgment has come, and worship him who made heaven and earth, the sea and springs of water." And another angel followed, saying, "Babylon is fallen, that great city, because she has made all nations drink of the wine of the wrath of her fornication." Then a third angel followed them, saying with a loud voice, "If anyone worships the beast and his image, and receives his mark on his forehead or on his hand, he himself shall also drink of the wine of the wrath of God, which is poured out full strength into the cup of his indignation. He shall be tormented with fire and brimstone in the presence of the holy angels and in the presence of the Lamb. And the smoke of their torment ascends forever and ever, and they have no rest day or night, who worship the beast and his image, and whoever receives the mark of his name. Here is the patience of the saints. Here are those who keep the commandments of God and the faith of Jesus." Then I heard a voice from heaven saying to me, "Write, blessed are the dead who die in the Lord from now on." "Yes," says the Spirit, "that they may rest from their labors, and their works follow them." Then I looked, and behold, a white cloud, and on the cloud sat one like the Son of Man, having on his head a golden crown, and in his hand a sharp sickle. And another angel came out of the temple, crying with a loud voice to him who sat on the cloud, "Thrust in your sickle and reap, for the time is come for you to reap, for the harvest of the earth is ripe." So he who sat on the cloud thrust in his sickle on the earth, and the earth was reaped. Then another angel came out of the temple which is in heaven, he also having a sharp sickle. And another angel came out from the altar, who had power over fire, and he cried with a loud cry to him who had the sharp sickle, saying, "Thrust in your sharp sickle and gather the clusters of the vine of the earth, for her grapes are fully ripe." So the angel thrust his sickle into the earth, and gathered the vine of the earth, and threw it into the great winepress of the wrath of God. And the winepress was trampled outside the city, and blood came out of the winepress up to the horses' bridles for 1,600 furlongs. Throughout our readings, we see a theme of the powers of good versus evil. We saw that in the book of Ezekiel, and we will see it tomorrow in the book of Daniel, looking at the story of Susanna, as well as Daniel and the three young men. Daniel and the three young men strive to follow the law of God rather than be obedient to the demands of Nebuchadnezzar, who will ask them to betray their faith. And in Revelation today, we hear about those who have received the mark of the beast. We, however, have been marked by the Father at our baptism and chrismation. At that time, we consciously and verbally reject Satan and unite ourselves to Christ. Then we are baptized into Jesus' death and emerge from the water in Jesus' resurrection. Thus, we are united to Jesus' death and resurrection, and it is His resurrection that raises us up. We rise with Him, with divine power, not our own. We rise because we are attached to the rising one, the risen one, and we are marked at chrismation. We are marked on our foreheads, our hands, our feet, our eyes, nostrils, ears. We are marked and sealed with the Holy Spirit on all our senses, because it is the whole person that is united to Christ, not just our mind. We bear the mark of the Father. We are sealed with the Holy Spirit. We are baptized into the death and resurrection of Jesus. As we, or perhaps our godparents, verbally stated our intention to reject Satan and be aligned and united to Christ, let us now be aware of that mark of the Father that we bear, a mark that is not visible to the eyes seeing something on our skin, but a mark that is visible to eyes that see the manner of our lives. I'm Father Alexis, and remember, Christ is in our midst.
You've been listening to Daily Orthodox Scriptures with Father Alexis Corey. You can always find us at dailyorthodoxscriptures.com. That's dailyorthodoxscriptures.com. This has been a listener-supported presentation of Ancient Faith Radio.